Die Beatsteaks mit Everything Went Black auf Flux FM am Mittwochnachmittag. Es ist 17 Uhr und genau 10 Minuten und wir führen eine fast schon liebgewordene Tradition fort, denn einen Tag bevor die Berlinale losgeht, bekommen wir Besuch von Gianluca Baggianico. Er ist einer der Organisatoren des Alternativen Filmfestivals und ist jetzt schon zum dritten Mal bei uns. Ich freue mich sehr, dass er da ist. Wir werden ein bisschen sprechen über die Neuerungen vom Festival und vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst sage ich aber ciao bell. Hallo.
Ciao bello.
Benvenuti auf Flux FM. How are you doing? Is everything all right? Everything prepared?
Everything is fine. We're ready to roll.
Cool. So we have to explain the Berlinale philosophy to a few people out there. Most of our listeners know what it's all about because you visit us every year since the whole thing started.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
We were actually waiting for your call. We were ready to cancel the festival if you didn't call because
without a Flux FM
interview,
you can't even start the festival. So tell us about the festival. There's no entry fees. Most of the films are from Berlin or about Berlin. What else is important to know about the Berlinale Festival?
It's a festival for all the movie makers that live in Berlin.
Okay, cool.
And they come from everywhere in the world because that's how we are here. But they live here part-time, full-time, that depends.
Uh-huh.
And that's the only rule to participate.
Oh, okay.
And the other rule is that they have to tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a this year 84 movies.
Wow.
And stories from all around the world, but a lot shot in Berlin.
Uh-huh.
And they're all the stories of the people that you meet in the U-Bahn, you know, like it's our people.
Yeah. After 3 years in the business, let's call it like that, is it getting easier to convince directors to show their movies at your festival, or is it getting harder maybe even? Berlinale?
To be honest, it wasn't even harder than the first time,
uh-huh.
but it's getting of course easier to organize because we know how to do it.
Yeah.
And this year almost 15 of the directors that came in the first two editions are coming back with
cool.
new movies.
Uh-huh.
And actually we have a world premiere Fischer movie that was shot entirely in Neukölln.
Wow.
And they decided to go for the premiere at the Berlinale.
Wow.
They said, okay, forget about the big festival. We want to present it there because it belongs there.
Yeah, sure.
And so we are very excited about that.
I don't know which director it was, but one director once said that if you're making a movie about a scene, you have to make sure that the scene will get the movie back before the other audiences.
That is exactly
right. You
know
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so that's the idea maybe behind that. What's the movie called that you're talking
it's
about?
It's called Der Typ ist weg.
Der Typ ist weg.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's from a young director. It's called Senny Rappaport.
Uh-huh.
And they are actually 24 hours, seven in the last week, this week, working on finishing the...
Wow.
We will see the first export of the movie. We'll
cool.
be the first people to ever watch it.
Wow.
So it's a story about Neukölln and what is happening there in the last 10 years
wow.
and how it's changing.
Wow, gentrification maybe.
Gentrification, yeah. The main character is an Immobilien young guy that is... buying building, putting artists inside, then kicking them away. You know, the usual.
Talking about Immobilien, you have a second venue now.
Yes, we are expanding.
Loophole.
We are expanding.
Cool, where is that?
Just you open the door of the Loophole, you cross the street and it's just from the door in front of us.
Okay.
it's our dear friends from Kaleidoscope.
Yeah.
We know each other for many years. We've been doing things together for forever. And they year ago started to shape the Kaleidoscope as a gallery, bar, cafe also during the day. They have a tiny room that it's not so tiny, but they built into a beautiful kino, like small kino.
Yeah.
So we will have two screens there, three in the Loophole. And that makes five screens. We hope to sit 160 people.
Wow.
Watching the same movie.
Ah, I see.
Because the concept is the program is it's not divided.
It's synchronized.
It's synchronized, so all the screens are showing the same movie
wow.
at the same time. And we reached now the capacity of a normal kino, but in five different rooms.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yes. No, really.
I never seen it. I'm tomorrow will be the first time. I'm really curious how it works.
I mean, there's a few little, really small cinemas in Berlin, and I always love to go there because it's like sitting in your living room with a few friends.
Yeah,
it's another reception of the whole movie, I think.
Exactly.
As if you were sitting there with 500 people.
That's what we want to keep, and the idea is to keep it like this, but making more space, because last year a lot of people couldn't get in.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to make a space for everyone, hopefully.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. So that must have been the most important development of the festival during the last years, is getting more space. But have there been other things that have changed over the last years? Because there's an article in the Berliner Zeitung that says, this is a secret little tip thing. But it's growing and it's getting bigger and bigger, right?
Yeah, it is. Well, it depends on the scene you are in. And then, of course, there are still some streets in Berlin that we didn't reach, so we hope that Berliner Zeitung arrived there, so now everyone knows it. But the important thing is that it's actually when it started, people started to talk about it as something that could become a real center, a real community, and actually now it is.
Yeah, it's so,
so
nice.
Now the new thing is actually that we are what we were supposed to be.
Cool. Now, before we talk a bit more, let's listen to some music, and then you'll tell us about some highlights of the festival, and we'll find out even more about the Berlinale that's
great.
Starting tomorrow. Hier jetzt heute schon mal auf dem Plattenteller Gyp Kidder mit In Between. Gyp Kidder mit In Between, Flux FM, 17 Uhr und gleich 19 Minuten. Bei mir im Studio ist immer noch Gianluca Baccianico. Er ist einer der Organisatoren des Berlinale Filmfestivals, das ja als Alternative zur Berlinale durchaus besucht werden kann. Und zwar bei freiem Eintritt. Über 80 Filme werden in diesem Jahr gezeigt. Und das diesmal in zwei Venues. Das Loophole ist dazugekommen. Das heißt, das Festival wächst und wächst und wächst. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So you show 84 films, 84 movies in the next days, but you don't, there's no entry fee. I mean, nobody has to pay anything to watch those movies. How do you finance it? Where you get the money from? Are you into selling drugs, John?
No. I want to make a joke. I wish, because they make a lot of money. But
no jokes about drug selling.
Exactly. No, this year we are for the first time supported by the Quartier Management of my company.
Finally.
They are giving us some money to cover production. Mm-hmm. And then we have two sponsors that are giving prizes to the winners. Mm-hmm. If I can mention, there is a 25p TV and the Red Camera. They are basically producing the movies of the winner.
Wow.
The next
cool.
Yeah. And then we have the bar. It's a bar, so we basically don't make crazy money.
Yeah.
But for us, it's more a long-term project of building this community and making really a movie maker network that is stable and grows.
Cool.
So for us, it's. We don't make, you know, we make the usual money that the Loophole produce, maybe a bit more, but it in the long term, it's an investment for us. Yeah. We wanted to keep it free, not because we don't care about the money, but because we think that it really changes the mentality when you enter a place, you open the door, and you sit in the couch.
Yeah.
And also because now is the second year we are experimenting with that. We will push more this year, but we want to make people understand this concept. You come, you watch an artist's product for free. The minimum you can do is talk about his work. If you like it, share it on your friends, Facebook, email, whatever.
Yeah.
Make, you know, you can be the distributor.
Yeah, promoter kind of,
And if this one start to kick in as a concept, we believe that, you know, the community gets stronger.
Yeah.
We can arrive I mean, you know, we are not big, so we cannot buy television ads or something. So, but we can reach the same level if just the people do it.
Yeah, it's going from bottom to top, right?
Yeah.
And it's a democratic way of promoting movies.
That's what we believe in.
Yeah, and that's a philosophy, my man. Yeah, that's something to believe in.
I am a philosopher, I am for real.
So you've studied philosophy?
Yeah.
See? See, that's where the good ideas are born or found.
Some of them, yeah.
That's the thing about philosophy. We could discuss about the fact if the ideas were born or if you just have to pick them up, right? But that's another thing.
Exactly.
What are the highlights this year? Which movie don't you want to miss? I mean, we've been talking about the Berlin movie taking place in Neukölln called The Typusweg, which is going to be one
that
highlight.
That is the last night, Saturday 14.
Yeah.
Well, there are so many. Sunday night, there is The Visitor, that is a very experimental movie, long feature length. Is gonna be actually coming out in Berlin kinos in 2 months. Mm-hmm. So it's a brand new. And it was shot in 4 different countries, and it is a something that relates more to exploring urban spaces and society. It's that one is very interesting. Yeah. Then I would say every single night there is something really, really that's the Wednesday is people have to know, because Wednesday is our night dedicated to people that are surreal.
Huh?
So the directors themselves are surreal, and
but the films are not.
The film, yeah, they are. Yeah, yeah.
So but they're still telling story because that's part of
they're
the
still
deal.
Telling stories. But that's the night where you have to be open minded.
Okay.
And we have this year again coming back Barbara Rosenthal from New York.
Cool.
She's an amazing underground artist.
Yeah.
She has her work in the MoMA, in the Whitney, and she discovered us the first year like you did.
Uh-huh.
She dropped by in the loophole and showed us a short that night. And now last year she sent a movie, but she couldn't be here. She sent us a letter to read.
Oh, sweet.
And this year she's coming for real back.
Cool.
And we're gonna show on Thursday a long feature from her, on Wednesday a short, and then on Thursday a long. We're very happy to have her back. And we have Tom Lass with Captain Oscar on Friday. He, you know, he's also an aficionado.
Yeah.
I would suggest just go on the website.
Yeah.
There is the entire program. It's bodinale.com.
Yeah.
You can also download it in PDF.
So
you can see, read everything. Actually, yeah, one thing I want to mention, we put the PDF online to the download, and in a bit more than 2 days, it got downloaded 300 times.
Oh.
So.
And that's only the people who want to look super closely at the program. The others have looked at it without downloading it, so it's going to be crowded maybe. But
maybe.
It's a good thing. And you can at least make some money by selling drinks to the people who visit the cinema. Because I think that's a good idea. Because when I visit the cinema so often, I don't drink or eat anything because of fucking cinema. It's expensive already, you know what I'm saying? So if I'd go to a place like yours, I'd definitely buy a drink or two.
We have couches. We have fridges.
Yeah.
You can just
that's
help
all you
yourself.
There will not only be film screenings, there's going to be a party as well. And you told me about some drag queen action as well. That's interesting.
Yeah, that is coming Saturday, we have 7 queens on stage. We have a documentary, it's called Queer Artivism, that is gonna end the screening of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And right after that, we're gonna let the queens rule the place.
Yes, that sounds good to me as well. So I want to wish you the best of luck for the next days. And I'll just tell people that they're gonna take a look at the website and then just visit you. They don't have to take any money into their hands. We can't give away tickets or something because it's all free.
Exactly.
People out there. Die Berlinale geht wieder los, und zwar morgen in Neukölln, und zwar noch genauer im Loophole und im Kaleidoskop. Das Ganze findet statt bei freiem Eintritt, deswegen können wir auch keine Tickets verlosen. Ihr könnt euch über das Programm noch etwas weiter informieren. abonnieren, indem ihr unter bodynale.com nachseht. Dort sind alle Filme aufgelistet und auch alle Veranstaltungsideen sind dann nochmal nachzulesen. Ich sage vielen Dank, Gianluca, für deinen Besuch. Thank you for visiting.
Thank you, Wilson, and thank you, Flux FM.
Easy.
As usual.
We're your partners in crime.
Yeah, we are.
I'll see you next year, latest.
Definitely.
But I'm going to come and visit you at the Bodinale.
Yeah.
Morgen geht's los.
I'll leave you a chair somewhere.
Yeah,
if you say you're coming, I'll make sure.
Okay, thank you, Gianluca. Und ihr da draußen, informiert euch über das Programm dieses wirklich tollen kleinen Festivals auf bodinale.com und geht ab morgen vorbei im Neuköllner Kaleidoskop oder im Loophole. Die beiden liegen ja auch genau gegenüber voneinander, hat uns Gianluca gerade erzählt. Thanks again. See you. Bye bye.
Ciao. Oh, when I look to